Thank you for holding. Is this James?
Yes.
Hey, James. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy morning so far, so it's a good problem.
That's good. Right?
I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me, like about the listing or how it works?
Nope. I'm just about to run through some pricing, see if it's something I want to move forward with.
Okay. I'll pull up the pricing for you. Have you seen the guys that are up there now?
I think I haven't Google searched yet, but she looked through a couple of them with me. I know one or two, but I don't know all of them.
Okay. Well, I feel like the D'Angelo decorative concrete, you'll be able to kind of take those guys out. They only got a 3.5-star rating with their 26 reviews. And there's Michigan Concrete Solutions and Leveling. Okay. So let me see what I can do. She's asking me to apply a new in business credit. Said your company's less than a year in business?
Yeah.
Business?
Yep.
Okay, and you already have your own website.
I opened my LLC at the end of last September, but I started officially doing business beginning this spring. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you kind of tried to build up like a pipeline first before you really got after it?
Yeah. I tried to get some customers going and some stuff lined up before I just went off and winged it.
Gotcha. Okay, and then you already have like a Facebook business profile too, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm finding all your stuff here. Yeah, I'm on the website now. That's how I found the Facebook page. Okay. Looks good. Work looks good.
Thank you.
All right. And you licensed and insured?
Yep.
Okay. Nice. Very nice. Okay. And then you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's List, I saw right now. How do you like that?
I'm going to be supposed to be talking more to him today. I'm going to figure out exactly, to be honest. I haven't heard all too many good reviews from him, so I got to talk to him today and make sure that everything is good to go over there.
Yeah, I kind of want to just throw this out there.
Say that again?
I'm going to send you a text here so you can see it. Okay. I'm not supposed to really, because our calls are recorded by Google as a Google partner, so I don't want to, like, just be bashing other companies like openly, but there's this article I texted you. It's from the Federal Trade Commission.
Yeah, so no, there's a good chance. I was like 90% probably going to call and cancel it today because I got a 5-day cancellation period, I think, so there's a good chance I was probably going to call and cancel it, but after reading that, I probably would definitely, because that's the things I heard is that they try to lie to you about what it is up front they charge you for, and then by the end of the year, they'll fucking try to audit you, and you own a shit ton of fucking money.
Yeah, I had a client recently, he was an older guy, and they kind of told him it was like pay per job, and so he signed up with that pretense, and so he was like opening up the leads, thinking that, he's not going to get charged unless he actually like calls somebody, gets a job from it. And every one that he received, they had charged him. They ran up like a $2,000 bill in like 3 weeks. It was insane.
Yeah. The other thing I heard was that knowing that they pay for the leads, if they don't tell you, if they tack on a certain percentage of the ones that you actually do get, and then they charge you a percentage of the job after that. That's what got me. I knew I was going to pay for the leads.
Whoa.
And I charged someone else. You know, I did that, and I had a big company running, and next thing you know, by the end of the year, I owed them $30,000 check, and I wrote that check. And
oh, no. Yeah, that's horrible.
I'm not hearing too many good things, so there's a good chance I'll probably call and cancel it today.
I hear you. Well, I'm glad we found you. You know, if we list you independently here on Google today, I mean, that cuts out the middleman in that situation. It just lets people call you right off the first page. And I'll let you know right out of the gate, there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So we don't have any surprise bills. You just have one charge per month, and we keep you up there for 15 different services. So driveways, decorative concrete, sidewalks, we'll be able to cover all your bases.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then you already having the website, the license, insurance, just going to make our job easier. Like Google just has to send you this PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You ever heard of that before?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. There's a five-digit number on the back of the card we get from you. And then there's a form you got to fill out. You send in your license and insurance, and it'll say, like, Google Verified next to it. And that lets the customers know, like, you're a verified contractor. It just adds a lot of credibility when they're looking your business up and want to make sure you're legitimate.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So as far as pricing, just to kind of shoot you straight on it and throw it out there, if you were to come on board with us today and I applied like the new in business credit, I could get it down to $299 month to month. We normally charge $599 for that package, but it's because it has like a Facebook ads, has a website in there and a few other things. So I obviously removed the fees affiliated with the website since you already have it, and then I used the discounted pricing structure to get it all the way down to that $299. So, I mean, you'd be looking at about $10 a day. I don't know what you're spending on HomeAdvisor or what you allotted to that, but in most people's situation, I think that would save you money, especially for concrete leads. I mean, you're probably already going to spend more than $300 for the month, right?
Yeah, it depends how fast I rank them, but I mean, they wanted me to put like $750 in prepaid leads on there anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen guys go through like $500-$600 a week, you know, on that platform. So, I mean, if you could do anything with that, then I know you'll do well with this. But yeah, the $299, it's a flat monthly rate, so there's no other charges throughout the month. So if you get 100 leads from it, 200 leads, your bill's the same. It's not going to change based off of that. We just put you up there. We let the customers call you directly. There is a tracking system. So if they do, like, click to call from the mobile devices, like the iPhone or Android, it'll still save their information, and there'll be, like, recordings in there. So that way you can always call them back or, like, hear yourself pitch these guys and get a general idea on what's actually turning into customers while you're using our services. And then you can also request reviews through that tracking system too, so we could build up your business's online reputation. But I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure at $299 month to month, is that something you could see a value in doing for Savage Concrete?
Yeah, I could see some value in there.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
only
Google.
Thing is, I would. I have my wife is the my secretary, so. Is this something I could call you back on, like a few hours when I get back home and run it over with her and make sure everything's all good over there?
Well, I mean, I'm never going to tell a man to not consult his wife first. You know, I've had my nights on the couch before, just a couple days ago, actually. So sometimes the kids steal the bed from me and I end up on the couch or I pass out in the chair. But we're just a Google partner. We're not actually Google. So when the spots open up, they'll create like a list of the concrete contractors that they feel are qualified for that spot. And then they give it to my reps, kind of like Tara that you were speaking to in the beginning of the call. And then they just call down the list, like first come, first serve. I know there was a guy that we spoke with yesterday afternoon when it first opened up. And it was concrete raising and leveling in Michigan. And he was telling me, like, if they didn't have it filled by 11 o'clock, he would take it. Like, he was, like, calling back at 11. I guess he was just waiting for a check to clear. Do you think that this is something that your wife would be opposed to you giving a shot if it's on a month-to-month basis? You don't have to commit to anything long-term?
No, as long as it's actually going to bring revenue to the company. So I still send my name over with her. He's the one who set up I had her set up the website and all that stuff anyway, so she's the one who runs the techie side of it, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to have her included anyway, no matter what, you know, because if she built the website, there's going to be things that we have to make sure, like, the website matches up and the information on that matches up with what we submit to Google. So, I mean, I'm not saying... we would ever avoid her, you know, we could have her on the account. It's just, I don't want to miss the position altogether. The last time we had a spot available for this area, in the concrete category was almost 14 months ago, and it's a little over 13 months. So, you know, it's not an everyday thing where we can put you on the first page. You could always, like, do your Google verification and stuff, but 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from page one, which is where we're placing you. And if you guys do your research, I mean, Google advertisements been the most profitable way for all businesses to market for the last 15 years.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're catching people right at the moment they're looking for concrete, you know? Like, guys aren't typing in stamped concrete for fun or decorative concrete for fun, usually. They're looking for help. Yeah.
No, if you can do me at $299, I'll go ahead and go start with a month or two to start.
Yeah, you're going to love it, James. I have no doubt. If you could do anything with Home Advisor, like I said, we kind of looked at what you were doing already, and we were like, okay, you know, this would be a great fit for both of us. And we think that, you know, if you give it that 1 to 2 months, it'll turn into a long-term business relationship together. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so 810-522-7333?
Yep.
Okay, and what's your last name, James?
Savage, S-A-V-A-G-E.
Oh, got it. Okay, I like that. I thought it was just a catchy business name.
I don't find too many people with the same last name, so...
No, that's cool. That must have been fun growing up with that.
Yeah, it was always a fun part, too. I kind of had to live up to it. I always felt the need. I'm like, well, I can't have this last name and be some little pussy, so.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine that on, like, the back of a football jersey. That would be so cool.
Yeah, I played football, too, for, like, 14 years, so.
That's awesome. All right, then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
This is savageconcrete21@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. Go ahead and update. Okay, and remember that Google PIN verification letter that I was talking about?
Yep.
Okay, what's the street address that I could send that to?
5166 Iosco Road, and that's spelled I-O-S-C-O. And that's
okay,
Webster,
I found
Michigan.
It. Yeah, 48892.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, and then the website. You're okay with me? I mean, you kind of have to if your wife made it, right? Attaching the website to the Google business profile.
Yeah. Yep. That's fine.
Okay. All right. I'm like, she don't want to put in all that work and have it not be seen by people.
Yeah, absolutely. All
right. Save. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
You can say 7 to 5.
7 to 5. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday or do you work the weekends as well?
We can say Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Saturday. And then Sunday closed. Or do you want to go Sunday, like by appointment only, so they could still call, but you're not actually expected to work that day?
Yeah, that can work.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah, I can accept cash and check right now. I am working on the card thing. I can get that set up here shortly, but I can do the, I think, like Zelle and Cash App maybe.
Okay. Additional fees may apply. I'll put on that just in case you get charged a percentage. Okay, let me go ahead and submit. All right, perfect. And then I got to get you your Google verification form. And we're also going to want to do a client interview with you. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Definitely would like to have your other half in there if she's involved and doing the website and everything for you. What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
What time is it now?
I'll send you my number.
Probably here in the next hour or two, possibly. Actually, I got a busier afternoon than I do.
Actually, yeah, I can rush it if you want to do 11 to 12.
Yes, that'll probably be the best option.
Okay. Let me take this off the board real quick so I can make sure that nobody calls concrete raising and leveling back. Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then it's supposed to text you 1 hour before, but that's only in about 15 minutes for the client interview anyway, so I don't know if that text will come through. Did you get my direct number and extension?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, even your other half, you can give her that. And then if you hit extension 1, there's 24/7 customer service. So even if it's after hours, you can dial the same number. You just hit 1, and there's always a live operator okay. available for you guys. Save. Okay, update. All right, client interview is set. All right, so I got the business profile created. We're submitting you for the Google verification, so they're going to send your PIN out right now. Usually takes about 4 to 5 business days to get in the mail, so probably about this time next week. And then client interview confirmed. All right, and then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
I'll do a card.
Okay, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay, so let me add Savage Concrete, and then I'll put the business invoice, so that way you could write it off as a business expense later. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
It is 5556
okay.
7519.
Okay.
8748.
Okay.
2614.
All right, and then the expiration date, month, and year?
09/28.
Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back.
339.
Okay, I'm going to get real formal on you. I got to do a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, James. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Savage Concrete and Construction.
Thank you. And see, that's exactly why we do this, because I had everything under Savage Concrete. Without the construction. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me update this. Okay. Give me 1 second now. I don't want it to publish like that.
I mean, technically, I guess the full technical name has LLC at the end as well. So it's Savage Concrete and Construction LLC.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. I'm going to retract the PIN and make sure that all the paperwork's accurate. Give me 1 second there. Okay, and you're still on the recorded line. It says, please state your name and title within the company.
James Savage, owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, James, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. It says 24 to 48 hours, but try to practice immediate response time. Sometimes if you miss the calls, I mean, they go Googling or calling somebody else. But there is a tracking system, too, like I mentioned earlier. So that tracking system will save their information, and then you could always call them back at your earliest convenience.
Okay.
Right. And it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
So that's just disclosure. Like, we know everything that you already have, James. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, double check and make sure that you're not, like, paying for something we're already providing for you or, like, duplicating any of your online listings. I tried to set you up with a platinum bundle so that way you don't need anything else. You know, last thing you need as a business owner is to have, like, 100 different bills floating around. So I tried to turn us into, like, your one-stop shop for everything online. But if you're not sure, just double check.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up, since we're building everything from scratch. But it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 30th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, I have you on a platinum package bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 30th day at the discounted pricing structure of $299. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is, if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should be receiving some text messages here. They're kind of moving things along really quickly because we got to do the client interview here in about 10 to 15 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. So you should have an outline of the agreement in writing there. It'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then at the bottom, you do have to sign off on that. So it's going to have everything outlined, all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. And then you're going to get another text that'll have the link for Google verification. And it'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. I'm not seeing that you have that currently, so I'm going to manually send that through to you. But maybe this is the one the other half can help with. This is where you send in all your, like, license, insurance. It's a pretty easy form. Like, if you click on it, it's all plug and play. Like, it'll say upload file, and it'll flip over to the camera, and you can just snap a picture of what it's asking for. And you only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. So once you're Google verified unless something really crazy happens.
Okay.
Okay. And so that you should have that now. And then also it'll send you some login credentials for your tracking system. Tracking system is going to be pretty blank until we get everything up and running and actually start getting some customers coming in. But at least you have access to it, and then you could always change your UN and password to whatever you like in the meantime. But make sure to sign the subscription terms, and then we're going to circle back with you here in about 15 minutes. I just got to notate the account and then send it downstairs. And then there's a separate technician from our company that'll circle back with you and walk you through the client interview, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you are the other half. You have my direct number and extension. Do not hesitate to call. I want to walk you through it, make sure it's working. Usually, you know, we'll be on your case I'll be on your case just as we're getting everything up and running. And then once I see that you're, like, getting the clients and, you know, you're getting the hang of it, I'll kind of back off and just let you do your thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Hang tight here, and we'll circle back with you in about 15.
Sounds good.
All right, James. Talk to you soon.